K-State Nation, this is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. I'm your host, Eddie Greer. All things K-State sports is podcast, part of the family of K-State podcasts, Manhattan, Kansas. But I'm recording this in KC Mo, Kansas City, Missouri, on this Saturday, December 30th, the final Saturday of 2023. And no, I don't have Alex on. I decided to move it to next week. We'll do a deeper dive on the postcast talking about K-State's win over 19th ranked NC State in the Pop-Tarts Bowl back on Thursday night, 2019. Hey, man, it looked like K-State right there early was going to, I shouldn't say easy because that's a bad word because, look, this got really interesting in the second half, obviously, but how about the special teams, or at least in the first half, Jack Bloomer, fake punt, setting up the first score for K-State, and, of course, NC State got payback in their bid to come back. Try to knock off K-State there. But again, myself and Alex A, we will do a deeper dive on this next week. I shouldn't say, I promise. I'm telling you right now, wasn't really up for recording yesterday. So decided, hey, you know, let's move the deeper dive session back to the first episode or first of a few episodes of 2024. So I made a decision on that. But Avery Johnson, final drive, clinching drive featured 15 plays in that, including a couple of fourth down plays there. Look, the offense there, first half, it was all right. I'm taking a page from Aaron Freeman, Locked On Falcons host. Of course, I'm a Falcons fan from Georgia, so that's the reason why there. Of course, you can connect the dots. For those who've been following the podcast since going to the COVID year, since we started this thing, know that. But if you're just joining us, you're new to the podcast, of course, welcome on board to the pod. And second of all, yes, I'm an Atlanta Falcon fan. Okay, you can do what you want to do with that. But back to K-State football here, 2019 in this game. Look, K-State struck first. That's not what I want. Yeah, K-State struck first. They led 7-0 after the first quarter. And then NC State woke up there towards the end of the first half there. So the score was 21-10 at break there. And NC State went a little bit of run in the third quarter, shutting out NC. Like I said, look, for what Avery did was good. And yes, a nice little springboard in the 2024. But yes, there's clearly still, if I'm going to be honest, some work to do there because it got really dicey there in that second half there where K-State needed a touchdown. There's just no question about it there. And fortunately, the defense made the stops that they needed to make to let Avery Johnson and the offense, DJ Gibbs in particularly, with the ground game, did what he did best there. And, of course, Jace Brown put a cap on a terrific freshman year, really the second half of the year. Like I said, his name has emerged as a pretty damn good receiver for K-State down the line there. Jace Brown hauling in an 11-yard touchdown pass from Avery Johnson to seal the deal for K-State in this game. 25th-ranked K-State in this game there. Avery Johnson's final numbers here. He's got on the screen. Only 14-31. Not pretty. Let's face it. Number one quarterback recruit in the state of Kansas a year ago. We're approaching 2 years ago now. Only 14-31. And if I do that math right now in front of me, which I am going to do right now, simple math, 14 of 31. That's less than 50% with the passing game. But hey, if you're talking to Avery there, he'll take the dub over those damn stats. 178 yards, 2 TDs. DJ Giddens absolutely ate up the NC State defense there. 151 yards on 28 totes, a touchdown for him. And Jace Brown hauled in 5 catches, 52 yards, and a touchdown. Of course, I talked about the game-sealing touchdown there where they needed it there. And it, I mean, I just felt like KC defense was out there way too long. And we seen some breakdowns. But KC defense really stood tall in this, allowing finally KC to do something. And really, if it wasn't for penalties, this could have been a two-score, probably would have been a three-score game, if you ask me there. Second half, K-State really shot themselves in the foot with penalties, including Seth Porter going the distance, returning a punt for a touchdown, got called back for, I believe, was blocking the back. I believe there was another potential score as well by Avery, which was taken back by Garrett Oakley penalty as well. So, again, going, look, all things aside, hey, we got the win. Happy about that. But there's going to be some a cleanup to do in the offseason for sure there. Because it could have been much worse. It could be worse. But, hey, K-State, more importantly, gets win number 9 to close out 2023. They go to 9-4 and they drop NC State to 9-4. This is the postcast part 1 of NC State's loss to K-State. How about that? K-State beating NC State in the Pop-Tarts Bowl in Orlando back on Thursday, 2019. I'm your host, Eddie Greer. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Right there. Let me see if I could do a little bit. Again, I'll have Alex on next week. So those of you who are just dying for some Alex content, you'll get it next week there. Like I said, the defense held its own because they're out there a lot in the second half there and really containing, well, maybe not as much, but doing what you need to do, forcing a turnover, like I talked about this week on this podcast. So if you have not checked out the podcast episodes this week for the Pro Project Podcast, I would encourage you to do that. And then hit the record button, download the record button on this postcast edition there. Look, let's see if I can get it back. Okay, Brandon Armstrong, 14 of 28, also not pretty numbers, but 164 yards and a pick. He did rush over 100 yards on 17 carries, 121 to be exact there. Kevin Concepcion was held to under 100 receiving yards, 7 for 72 there as well. Meanwhile, for K-State, we already talked about that as well. Jack Bloomer, the third leading rusher in this game for K-State with a 30-yard run. That set up the T.J. Giddens' first score of the game there as well. Avery Johnson, along with his 178 yards through the air, added 71 on the ground. Also, you didn't get much. There were a lot of drop passes in this game. Let's see, the second most catches is Keegan Johnson with 3 with 31. Jace Brown, we already talked about him. And you go down the line here, Garrett Oakley, Jaden Jackson had a score get taken away as well for a penalty. So this could have been a three-score game, not for the penalties that K-State nearly pretty much shot themselves in the foot there. We're going to step aside real quick. We'll be back on the other side. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. This is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Welcome back to the postcast part 1. K-State Pop-Tart Bowl winners and their 9th win of the year, 2019 over NC State ACC. Excuse me, Eddie Greer III here. Could put a close on this game. Yeah, absolutely. When you talk about this football team, I talked about it in the pregame. Like I see here, of course I'm gonna do that. Like I talked about in the pregame, right? You know, they had a lot of expectations. They didn't meet them, but look, there was no Will Howard in this game, obviously, because may or may not go to USC. I don't know. Now I've been saying that, or we've been kind of thinking that at least over here for what, 2 weeks now. Somebody tweeted out Will Howard's going to USC. Now I think it was Tim Fitzgerald. Who tweeted this out, who does the Powercat podcast along with some other stuff as well. Very familiar. Tim Fitzgerald talked about or said something about he quote tweeted it, that a tweet that was said that Will Howard might not go to USC. So I have no clue. So this is why, we're just fans of K-State alums, graduated, me and Alex graduated from K-State, and also alums of the radio station Wildcat 919. Shout out to y'all. Continue to do good work throughout the fall semester. Looking forward to hearing y'all again, Wildcat 919 Nation, in the spring of 2024, here in another day. But look, yeah, that's just mind-boggling. So I don't know what's going on with all of that. So yeah, you're gonna have to stay tuned on that. I mean, there are multiple sources that are calling that, but I don't know. And apparently USC got a talented more quarterback, so I have no clue what's going on with all that. So we'll have to just stay tuned on that as well. Let's see, Avery Johnson, we got him in a quote, "We knew we needed to finish that drive strong and put the game away." And then he continues on, quote, "Credit to those guys up front, 15 plays isn't easy. They dominated and we ultimately got into the end zone." Yeah, they needed to get in the end zone there as well. And also, there's a lot of, for good reason, Cooper Beebe's last game, Jack Blummer's last game. What a career. And it's been noted on this podcast, Cooper Beebe's had since hopping onto the scene in Manhattan, Kansas, right? So that's a way to reward an awesome dude. Get him out of here on a dub. That's what you deliver. Not only just him, there's several others that deserve to leave on a strong note. That offensive line needs a pat on the back right there as well. So awesome across the board there as well. KT Levistons of the world, things like that. So, and of course, we're going to get Austin Moore back. We spoke to want to sever the media after the game there as well. So look, K-State, you need to go down there, win the ball game. That's what you did there. And actually, my score prediction, when come to think of it, was pretty damn close. I said 30-20. And I called it. I go back to the tape of the preview show, the Pro Project Podcast. Again, listen to that first, then check back in here. I said K-State 30, NC State 20. Very close. So I pretty much nailed it. Just 3 points off. K-State 28, NC State 19. Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So Chris Klieman, 9-win season. I believe that's a second 9-win season in his tenure here. But absolutely, you gotta feel good about it. And I know one of my good friends, that's a K-State fan, was kind of leery that he would leave, but I don't think it's going anywhere. Look, you cannot question the loyalty of AJ, Avery Johnson. He bled purple and white or silver, whatever you want to call it, since he was little, right? And even with Colin Klein leaving, he said, "No, I'm staying here. This is where I want to be." And look, K-State Nation, you guys should be excited for the opportunity to have this cat. I mean, the offense that was, there were a few drops in there by the receiver core. And again, the receivers, I can go down, I can record a whole podcast on that, but this is not time to do that right now. But absolutely, you know, Avery Johnson, you put some of these in Chase Brown, you already got somebody on that side. Obviously, you want Trey Spivey next year. Keegan Johnson and Sterling Lockett, there was a Sterling Lockett sighting in his bowl game. So absolutely, you know, credits due to this coaching staff. I mean, yes, there's been some up and down this year, but there's no better feeling to end the year on a positive note. You take that positive now to the winter, the spring workouts and everything else, and the recruiting class that signed on 15 to 18 players. I think it was more 15 for K-State this National Signing Day. Sure to be more to come in the early winter, early spring. So we'll definitely see about that. But yeah, definitely 9-win season. Nothing to be ashamed of there. You did what you have to do there. And the defense, I got to give defense a lot of credit here. I know I'm going to talk about the offense quite a bit on this postcast edition as we're wrapping this up, Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast. But the defense held its own. They gave some big plays like they've done all year long. But when they needed, when they, when that number was called to hold the fort until K-State finally got into the end zone late in this game to seal it, they did what they're supposed to do. So kudos to the defense there as well. And while I'm talking about the defense, let's see if I can go to the defense here to end this podcast. I know I said it a billion times. Yeah, let's see. Of course not. Of course they're not going to do that. Oh, I passed it. Yeah, VJ Payne. Yeah, he was all over the field. Of course, you don't have no more Kobe Savage because he hit transfer portal to Oregon. VJ Payne was all over the field making some plays. He led the team with 10 tackles in this game. And Colby McAllister, he has seen a lot of playing time this year. He's only going to get better from here. Jacob Paris, you're going to have a good, solid secondary next year, despite no Kobe Savage back there. And VJ Payne showed up to play in this ball game. And there was a critical stop in the third quarter there where NC State was trying to make life miserable for K-State there. VJ Payne made a two-point saving play there on Brendan Armstrong and really laid lumber on him, really, for that as well. But yeah, so credit to the defense there. I want to go finish the point that I mentioned to my pessimist K-State friend. But yeah, he ain't going nowhere. I think he wants to be more. He wants to be here. He wants more for this K-State football team. I'm talking about Avery Johnson. But Chris Kleiman, Avery Johnson, Kubi Bibi leaves. Closes the chapter, or at least the football chapter, here at Kansas State University with the 28-19 dub in Orlando for the Pop-Tarts Bowl back on Thursday. Congratulations across the board, and that's going to put a pin on it for the football season. Of course, we'll have Alex's thoughts next week on the game and what Avery Johnson means moving forward for K-State. Purple Project Podcast, you can get wherever you get your podcast here. We are free and available, again, whenever we post content. We're pretty much now 5 days a week, pretty much there as well. This is going to go up. I mean, I'm actually recording this ahead of the K-State women's basketball game that's going to be coming up here very shortly against Cincinnati. We'll have a postcast on that. Probably come out tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow morning, somewhere around there. I got a race tomorrow in the area here, so I'm spending some time up here with family. So that's why, you know, what's Eddie doing KC? So that's why I'm up here through New Year's. So yep, there's that, and there's about, might be more to come, but yeah, stay tuned on that. I'm not going to expand on any of that right now. I'm just going to focus on the present. So I'm up here through New Year's, so you'll probably hear me again coming from Kansas City later on in the weekend in regards to what happens with K-State women's basketball. Aoka Lee, Serena Sandel Company, first Big 12 game in the last K-State athletic sports event until 2024. Looking forward to that. But for right now, that we're going to wave the checkered flag for now on this edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Again, K-State, your Pop-Tarts Bowl winners over in NC State. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer here in, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats. We'll talk to y'all very soon.